Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The guys are talking to the boss right now. Seems important. Dame's smiling. Kyle's into it. Wish I could hear right now. I don't know. We're back.
I'm laughing at you.
Dummy. Dude, nice job.
Like, say, hey, when the boss comes in to talk, we let the boss talk.
Yeah,
say something.
This is a boss-on-boss meeting now. I'm just over here. I'm the little guy. I'm the little guy sitting out. Last night was great.
Big time.
See, Miller's a big 49ers fan, so he goes to San Francisco, but he doesn't go to the games. He just goes into bars.
He's officially a California guy now, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did you hear what he said?
Bang Bang Niner Gang.
It's from E-40.
Oh, okay. And but he said something else. Dub Nation. What'd he say?
Dub City. I don't know why this is. Maybe it's like the city?
I don't know.
So did everybody call Santa Clara the city?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to go drink beers in the parking lot of a, industrial complex?
Jesus. I that's one of the main reasons I don't like going to 49er games is I trying to explain to Katie the Super Bowl situation was very difficult.
No dice.
She was like, so where would you have to go? San Francisco. Oh, so the game is there. Well, sort of. It's in Santa Clara.
It's like...
Oh, but you don't have to go to Santa Clara. No. Nothing that happens before the actual game takes place in Santa Clara. Everything happens in San Francisco.
It's like if we said, okay, the NBA finals are in Sacramento. Oh, okay, great. So the game's in Sacramento? Well, not exactly. All the media day stuff is in Sacramento. The game's in Galt.
Right.
Like...
Games
what?
Games in Fairfield.
What are we doing?
Oh, man. All right. I have been looking forward to this.
Who hasn't?
I mean, literally everyone has. I think we could just go ahead and just rock this right here.
Yeah.
You wanted intro
Come
music.
Come on.
You got intro music.
It's a Tuesday Tears here on the Holiday Show.
Yes, the Holiday Show. I'm trying to figure out how
YouTube. Please don't take our money.
Yeah, no, they're gonna take it. It was fun, but that's enough with Rodney Owen and Joe Cooley. It's a great song.
Sure is.
It's a great song.
All right, we're gonna start in the AFC.
Okay.
And this is gonna be interesting this week because as we get closer and closer to the end of the season, it feels like teams are kind of solidifying themselves with where they are. I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. So we'll start in Tier 5 in the AFC.
The Dregs.
The Dregs.
Okay.
These are the teams that aren't good. They're not scary. You're probably picking them to lose.
Okay.
I'm putting the Dolphins back there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Two more losses. Could have the seventh pick. We're back.
Putting the Dolphins there. I've got Browns, Raiders, Jets, Titans, Chiefs.
So there's no tier below this because there's no tier where we could put the Raiders.
We'll call that the Raiders tier.
There you go. Like
tier
the
six.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, tier six. Okay. The Raiders
you
tier.
You want to create tier six just
yeah,
for this?
And it's just yeah. the Raiders. It's just the Raiders tier.
I've put the Chiefs down here.
Yeah.
For the final, that's what they fine. Are. That's what they are.
That's fine.
The, Chris Olatokun?
Fine. Whatever you want to call
sure.
it.
A lot of, spell it.
Chris.
Use it in a sentence.
C-H-R-I-S.
There you go.
No,
Chris the quarterback.
The Chiefs. The QB number 18.
Yes. Oh, that'd be amazing. Who? The quarterback. Just Bill Parcells. The quarterback. Yeah, no, all right. The quarterback drops back to pass.
Chiefs down on the dregs now. All right. Mm. Tier four. These are the good, bad teams. Not a playoff team. But you got to buckle up your shin strap to play them.
Okay.
I have the Ravens here. I have the Colts here. And I still have the Bengals here. If you want to throw the Bengals in tier five, I guess you can. But I'm going to keep them in tier four.
I like the Bengals there because they can hang 40 on you on yeah. any given Sunday right yeah. now.
Yeah. You the could, good news you is could, they'll give back 45.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, you could accidentally. Yeah, that's why they're not very good. But you could accidentally mess around. Like, let's see, who did the Bengals
they played
have
the Bills.
The
they played the Bills pretty well a couple weeks ago. I think I can't remember who came out, but I think it was close.
So they lost to the Bills by five.
Yeah.
So then they got shut out by the Ravens.
Can we pause the tears for a second? Like, does,
you have to.
I know. I don't want to throw you off your game or anything because we know we, for anyone who was watching during the commercial break knows what happens when something you don't like occurs. he's still recovering. At what point do we start asking questions about Joe Burrow?
What questions do you want to ask? Yeah. How many first round picks do you want in Cincinnati? That's the question I'm going to ask.
Okay. So there's this thing going on with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Where no one's quite sure what is happening, but he's not having fun, and there's speculation about retirement, wanting out, all of these different things. But it's also, hey, dog, you got to be healthy. Maybe that would help your football team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of evidence that you being healthy wouldn't, because your defense would still give up 50 points while mm-hmm. you're scoring 45. Like, this issue now is running into multiple seasons. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're Cincinnati?
It feels a little bit like the De'Aaron situation. Where Joe Burrow is looking at the tea leaves and going, hey, this isn't, like, not only last year or the year before or this year, but it doesn't look like they're going to do the things necessary to get us where we need to go. They paid T. Higgins. They paid Ja'Marr Chase. That's what he wanted. They did that. But it doesn't look like they're in a place where, man, would you, if you're Joe Burrow, trust the Bengals to put
not.
Together
no,
a
no,
defense
no.
that is anything less than a two-pack of ass?
Well, absolutely
I guess,
not.
Like, if you're Joe,
anything better?
Like, I wasn't healthy this year, but I played 17 games for you last year. I mean, I was damn near the best quarterback in the league, and all I got was 9-8.
Did he play 17 games
last year?
Yeah, I
played all 17
wow.
last year.
Yeah, so
most yards, most touchdowns, yards per game.
I get it. I definitely think it's one of those things that, okay, this year has sucked, but also, what's the evidence is going to get better?
If you're Cincinnati and you're a historically cheap franchise, do you think about trading him, though, given his injury history?
I think you if think you, about it.
Like,
I think you think about it.
I'd take, like, if you give me the seven, let's hypothetically
yeah, yeah,
go.
Yeah,
with,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Miami comes to you, like, here, the seven, the next year's
next
first
year's,
round pick,
yeah.
and then 2 more years after that. Like,
I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it.
That's kind of I'd where I'm it. Like, that's
the,
where
the
I
Dolphins
see.
Are a better football team than the Bengals are.
You probably, I'm assuming you'd have to eat to his contract, but you only eat it for a year, so that's where the Bengals being cheap works. You get to get off of that compared to Joe Burrow for the next few years, and we can take the Dolphins out of it. But like, yeah, if you're the Bengals,
if you land Joe Burrow, it doesn't matter. You just deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You just, it's fine. I got it. It's fine.
Become the Bengals.
No. Hopefully not.
Their mistake was probably paying T. Higgins.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
You don't
right.
need to pay a number two
You didn't
receiver.
Need to have him both.
Like, as good as, yeah, as good yeah. as he is, like, you can get by with Burrow and Chase Brown.
Well, that's
and,
why
and,
I feel like people mismanage that franchise tag so much.
Yes.
Why didn't you try to trade him?
Don't know. Because Joe Burrow wanted him around.
The Bengals for the first time like actually went against.
But also,
did.
But also,
see that. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
But if Joe Burrow wants him around, that's where you have to, as a franchise, sit down and go, all right, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, stay out of front office business. We talk about this all the time in basketball. Is superstar player A going to help with the coaching search? If you're my client, I'm telling you to do not get involved in this.
Totally.
Because it's not going to work out for you.
If there's some guy you viscerally hate and do not get along with, write his name down and go, hey, this probably wouldn't work. And then stay out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do not recommend who you want, because the second you do and it goes bad, bro, this is your guy.
Yep.
You wanted T. Higgins. You want a better defense? You want better linebackers? You want a better secondary? We couldn't get them because you wanted us to keep T. Higgins. We wanted to keep this whole group around you. We wanted to keep everybody happy. This is the ramifications of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a star player, shut up and stay out of it.
Yep.
When you're a marginal player and you sit at home for 10 weeks because your knee hurts, shut up and stay out of front office business.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was subtle.
Damn.
That was subtle.
I won't say his initials, but it's OJS.
Hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. OJS.
All right.
So tier three.
If you happen to be from Lithuania, never mind. Go ahead.
Damn.
Yeah, Valančiūnas.
Yeah, Jonas. If that is your real name.
I miss Jonas Valančiūnas.
The nasty boy.
Shit, no.
That's what got him out of here, though. No. That nickname business is what gets them out of here.
He was like, they call me what?
I don't even want to play in this country anymore.
He's like, I'm sleep. Yeah, they don't call me stupid things like that in Lithuania. I'm out of here.
Tier three. Good, not great teams, which means they're probably going to the playoffs, but I think they're a long shot for the Super Bowl. I have the Steelers by themselves. Check that.
Oh, fast.
Check that. Check that. Hang on. I did something wrong earlier.
Okay. No, I don't believe it.
I have the Steelers and the Chargers here.
Perfect. We're good. That's the best. What was going to be my only question?
The Steelers and the Chargers.
Yeah.
Long shots to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But,
okay.
The Chargers just by virtue of the uniform.
Like Chargers, I said, the Chargers curse.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm sure those offensive line problems are going to come back to haunt them as well. Justin Herbert's great.
Joe Herbert's great, too.
Well, Joe Allen is out, but Justin Herbert's great. I mean, the defense is, like, they play strong physical football, but I don't think that's going to carry them to a Super Bowl this year.
I agree.
They play Jim Harbaugh football, but that's only,
which means you're going to fall short.
Yeah.
Unless you cheat.
Since we've run with this for an hour,
mm-hmm.
If you ran the sitcom open in San Diego, Los Angeles, wherever, who would be the first? Who would be starring? Is it Harbaugh?
Justin Herbert, I think.
Over Harbaugh?
It might be Harbaugh.
I think it is.
Does Herbert get credit though for playing through those like offensive?
He's next.
Able to overcome that? No,
yeah, no, he's next. Like yeah. He's the second. You know, was it starring Bob Saget, and then was John Stamos next? I can't remember.
Have to go to the Full House intro.
Yeah, I think it was starring Bob Saget. I think Full House was essentially like his.
I'd fight for Herbert this year. I'd say last year was the Jim Harbaugh year.
Okay.
Where they dumped all the receivers and just kind of bared the cupboard or whatever that saying is. And like they somehow still made the playoffs. But I'd say that was the Jim Harbaugh year. But like this year, like Herbert's kind of showing us something of a.
Okay.
It's like, oh yeah, finally. Like he's kind of like, he's finally here.
Yeah. All right, so the first shot is John Stamos.
John Stamos is first?
Well, but with one of the girls and then Uncle Jesse? Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's also in the car. Okay, now we got Golden Gate
Bridge. No, I'm not talking about the first shot. I'm talking about when they say starring.
Who do we think it was?
I think it was Bob Saget.
Jesse?
I don't know. I'll
it's Bob Saget.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
It's John Stamos.
Justin Herbert. It's
really?
Justin Herbert. There we
it's
go.
Justin Herbert. Second? Bob Saget, RIP.
Full House is starring John Stamos.
Third?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Dave Coulier.
So it doesn't matter. Here's a question. Who's last? Is it the Olsen twins?
Okay, hang on. Candace Cameron, okay.
The Olsen twins are Kamani Vidal and Omarion Hampton.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Lori Loughlin.
Well, that's convicted felon.
right. Lori Loughlin was last.
Oh, all right.
Produced by, of course, Don Van Atta.
See, now I'm looking to see. Now, okay, so, all right.
Everywhere you look.
The first name, who was the first name on Family Matters?
Oh, it's got to be.
It was Reginald Vell Johnson.
That's Carl?
Carl Winslow.
Yeah, I was going to say Carl Winslow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that too. I didn't know like his name, but yeah, I would have said yeah.
Hmm.
It's been a big day for you.
Yeah, this is tough. I'm rethinking this entire sitcom
thing.
So in this one,
Jaleel White was last.
Yeah,
it says
right.
Jaleel White right. as Steve Urkel.
Right, because that's the like, so, you got to bring
right.
it home.
Is it Jim Harbaugh as coach?
Well, but that's it. Is it depends on what kind of sitcom intro you're doing. Are you doing star up top because you want to get people locked in? Or is it like everybody's there to see Urkel, right? Urkel was the star of that show.
I'm floored.
And so people wait around and like, oh, there's Urkel, yeah.
I'm floored that Bob Saget wasn't first.
Well, I mean, do you see John Stamos' jawline?
No, I get it. John Stamos is a beautiful man. So here's a
I love how we've compared this to the Chargers and it fits perfectly.
So here's a wild twist. I went to the Cosby Show.
Uh-oh.
And I've got
not comparing this one.
Oh no.
So
not gonna say his initials.
So this is season 6.
Oh, great season.
It starts with Bill Cosby in the Cosby Show. Bill Cosby's name airs before the name of the show does. Then it goes to starring Felicia Rashad.
So what team is this?
What's the Bill Cosby? It probably was the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs, starring Travis Kelce. And then you get the Chris Jones, blah, 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 and Andy Reid as coach at the end of it.
Okay.
I don't think there's an... Is there another football team where the star's name airs before? I want to see how many...
Josh Allen and the Bills.
That might be the one, actually.
So I went to season 5, same thing. Bill Cosby in the Cosby Show.
That's been the Bills the last 2 years.
Josh Allen.
Sorry, James.
Josh Allen Show.
In Buffalo.
James Cook, you're great, bud.
I got to try one more, and then we'll get back to this. This is 2. This is season 2. This will tell the whole story. Bill Cosby in the Cosby Show. Yep. It was his show the whole time.
Yeah.
This is a great show. All other stuff aside, this is a great show.
Okay.
I wish there was a way we could watch it, but we can't.
You live through it watching the Buffalo Bills.
Well,
don't
Josh
say
Allen.
That. No, don't say that about Josh Bills. Allen. Damn.
Well, he just gets the starring credit. None of the other Jell-O pudding pop stuff.
All right, so we're past tier 3. I don't have an AFC team in tier 1. And that's a team that I would call a Super Bowl favorite. Tier 2 is Super Bowl hopefuls.
I feel like we need to flip this. Or no, the Broncos belong in tier 2. The Bills and the Patriots belong in tier 1. If it was up to me,
we're putting the Bills and the Patriots in tier 1.
Yes, Drake May is
after the
Drake May is at least the second in
after the Bills beat the Patriots.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes,
and the Bills almost lost to the Browns.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go. I'm not going game by game. I'm gonna take Josh Allen. They got the quarterback. Like, I would not be shocked at yes, the Buffalo Bills can win the Super Bowl given how, I guess, I don't want to say weak the AFC is.
Okay,
the Broncos kind of, I think, let us down with that defense, how it looked against the Jags.
Yeah, you
Drake
can't.
May's the MVP. Not the MVP. He's him or Matt Stafford, but he's elite right
so
now.
So we're not worried about the experience factor at all with the Patriots.
The
so AFC, much so that we're going to call them the favorite.
The AFC doesn't need an experience factor because who's got experience in the AFC right
oh,
now?
Boy.
The Broncos, they got a first year, a second year
the
quarterback.
The Bills do.
Yeah, the Bills do, but it's
so the Bills are going to be tier 1.
But experience is not going to take you, it's not going to win you everything. You have to face Jalen Hurts, the Eagles who are Super Bowl champions.
Texans have experience.
Barely.
Well, wait a second. Do you have any conviction in these tiers?
Yes.
He literally just talked
I'm
you
just
into
arguing
putting
my
a team
side.
In
I'm
no,
arguing
because
my
I
side.
Wanted to discuss with you guys because I don't I don't. I think if you're gonna, I think if you're gonna pick a favorite, I think the Bills are. I'm fine picking them as the favorite. I don't feel good.
Why? Just because of Josh Allen?
Yeah, because I think the quarterback position is that important.
Okay, that's all history says that's accurate.
And I think the experience thing matters more in the NFC than it does the AFC. The AFC doesn't have the 49ers who've been there, the Eagles who've been there, like the Packers have been perennial, like playoff teams, like just things like that. I think the experience matters more there.
I think the experience thing is a cop-out that 49ers fans are using to feel better about their chances.
Where do I fall into this?
You're a closet 49er fan.
You're a
don't
AI.
Do that.
You're an AI baby.
I guess. Yeah, I'm an AI baby.
Then go to hell. No, I'm trying to have, because my goal was to have one favorite in each conference by the time the year ended. And I've got, so tier two, these are the Super Bowl hopefuls. Like, yeah, I could see them winning. I'm just not making them the favorite. That's Broncos, Texans, Pats, Jags.
Okay.
I feel good about all that. I feel great about that, actually.
Who was the team in the middle of the Patriots, Jaguars, and who?
Texans, Broncos.
Texans might be a Chargers, Steelers team.
We think?
I think so.
Okay.
Sell me on the just offense, if not.
Just because of what happened this weekend?
So, no, I just haven't trusted their offense all year. Like, sell me on the offense if they.
But you were fine
run.
With them being tier two last week.
But your defense was great, but then... The defense was great, but yeah, I guess the Raiders game does change a little bit. But like the offense hasn't been great as a whole either.
Did you punish Buffalo for a close game versus Cleveland?
No, that was just why I didn't have them as a clear cut. That's why I wanted to talk about it with you guys.
Okay,
to get your guys' input. But if we're because
the Texans had a hell of a football game on Sunday.
Boy, did they! No, I just that's why I put
I'd
everybody
argue that
in
was
tier
a closer for, call for the Raiders fans than it was for the Texans fans.
I just put everybody in tier two to start, and that's how I think I would probably like to leave it. But in the interest of having a favorite out of each conference right now, I would put the Bills there.
In so many different ways, it feels like the Patriots and Broncos are a mirror image of one another. But I think the Patriots are better. I also strongly dislike Sean Payton, so I might not be talking about this fairly.
I'd roll with the Patriots because of the quarterback.
And the coach. I don't think we can underrate Mike Vrabel's impact.
I don't like him, but Sean Payton is a good coach.
No, I agree. I think Sean Payton's
he's
a good coach.
He's a jackass,
well.
But he's a good coach.
Yeah, and that's why they can. Yeah, they're tier two. They could definitely win the Super Bowl. I'm fine
with that. I'm thinking more of like my hypocrisy that like I think the Patriots are better.
That's
again,
fine.
I see them being.
I think Drake May's
like
better than Bo Nix.
I think that's it. And I think Mike Vrabel at this point in time is a better coach than. I think Mike Vrabel is a better coach for the New England Patriots right now, and he's better for this group, and he could lead them further than Sean Payton can with this Denver Broncos team.
Yes.
And I think the other one I'm stuck on, too, is Buffalo. I think I'm with you both, and then I think Buffalo's probably a tier one team.
Okay. Feel good about it?
Feel great. Jacksonville, watch out for them, I guess.
Yeah, Jacksonville's moving up.
Jacksonville's a major question mark because it's like, nope, they actually are good.
Yeah,
Trevor Lawrence might be playing his best football.
Oh, he definitely is.
Check notes. Career?
Yeah, ever. He's been awesome.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. What's that mean headed into the postseason? Like, are we looking, we could genuinely just be looking at a situation that, you know, you think back to Steelers, I can't remember the year, but I think it was the year they beat the Cardinals. They were a wild card team and won, you know, all of those games going into the playoffs. I think they were a wild card team that year. And then you got the Giants teams. The Steelers.
Oh,
The Steelers, the year they beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Weren't they a wild card team that year?
I think so.
And then you had obviously the two Giants teams that went on to the Super Bowl. Is someone getting hot? Who is playing their best ball? Does that carry over through the postseason?
It's kind of what I wonder with San Francisco.
Well, and their opponent on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like 100%. It's both of those teams.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to get into the NFC now? We can do the bottom couple of tiers of the NFC.
Yeah, let's knock those out because they're not fun. And Chris Biederman's going to join us next, and that'll be like a get to sit in on my favorite podcast, Candlestick Chronicles. Great. So that'll be fun.
Cut it and use it as an episode.
There you go.
Just kidding. We can't do that.
Of course not. It's not okay.
But so, tier five: Cardinals, Falcons, Commanders, Giants, Saints.
Yes. Great. Yeah,
they're all ass.
Great.
Shout out Tyler Shuck though.
Do we want to put the Vikings here?
No.
Can I?
It's so tough, I guess.
I
Cowboys Lions are also here.
I
feel like the Vikings are a tier below the Cowboys and Lions.
Are they?
I think they are. Like the, so, if the idea is this bottom tier has like, yeah, maybe that's a bit harsh.
Here's a good thing. Hang on,
the Vikings aren't a drag because JJ McCarthy could have a decent game.
If Sam Darnold was in Minnesota, are things different?
Yes.
Yeah, for
sure. A lot different, right?
Yeah, they're a playoff team probably.
Oh, man.
Here's how I look at this.
Tough.
If a team like vying for a playoff spot or seeding is playing against a tier four team, I'm like, ooh, they might lose that one. If they're playing against a tier five team, I'm like, oh, that's a win.
Hmm.
And if the Bears were playing the Vikings, I'd be like, oh, the Bears are winning that game. Or if the Packers were playing the Vikings, I feel like the Packers are going to win that game.
Okay, let's hit pause on these tiers. We'll come back. Chris Biederman's going to join us. We'll talk 49ers football with Chris. We'll talk about the game last night with the San Francisco 49ers were able to do. We'll talk about this massive game coming up on Sunday Night Football against the Chicago Bears, and we'll talk to him about Kings basketball. We got Kings and Pistons tonight at the Golden One Center. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee joins us next. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
20.
Only on the internet.
A couple wardrobe changes over here on on DLKC as our guy Chris Biederman from the Sacramento Bee joins us. Man, Chris, there's a lot to talk about from the Sacramento Kings to the San Francisco 49ers. Let's start there. What was your takeaway? Because I think we all had one from the 49ers win last night against the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, the big one for me was Brock Purdy. And just that, you know, I think one thing that happened in 2023, Brock Purdy played at a really high level, right? But we all kind of assumed like, all right, Brock's a product of his environment. He's a product of having elite playmakers around him. Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, like all of that's very true. But I think what was lost on Brock Purdy, or at least about the discussion with Brock Purdy, is he can play at a really high level even without those guys or under different circumstances. And I think he's doing that this year. I think he's just operating at a high enough level to where he's less dependent on the circumstances, and he's sort of being that rising tide, right? And it certainly helps to have an all-pro tight end like George Kittle and an offensive player of the year candidate and Christian McCaffrey, but he's just playing really sharp. And the formula for the 49ers, we've said it on the podcast, I'm sure I've said it here with you guys, like they're going to have to score a ton of points because their defense isn't going to be that good. And last night was pretty exemplary of that formula. Now we'll see what's up with George Kittle and the injury. Certainly something that we'll keep an eye on over these last couple weeks before the playoffs. But yeah, that's their formula. Score a ton of points and hope their defense can get just enough stops, which is what happened last night.
Can their defense get enough stops? And this is kind of what we've been talking about today, against an offense that's not run by 44-year-old Phillip Rivers?
It didn't look like it could against the Rams, which is probably the best test we've, or I guess the best approximation of what's going to happen in the playoffs, right? And they couldn't really against Houston much earlier in the season, but they didn't play well really in any facet in that game, even offensively. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be the biggest question. And can Fred Warner come back from the ankle injury? I know he's talking super positively about it on his podcast and his platforms, and you know, whether or not that's his prerogative or whether or not that's the truth, I guess remains to be seen. But yeah, that's going to be the big question about the 49ers. It's all right, their offense might be one of the 3 to 5 best offenses in the league, but can the defense get enough stops to have them win playoff games?
Chris, I tried to make the argument earlier that maybe the defense can't get enough stops, but they might be able to get one. And if you're in a battle with a team like the Chicago Bears and you got Brock Purdy and Caleb Williams playing at a really high level, can you get that? Last night it was D Winners. That didn't, you know, change the complexion of the game. It essentially ended it. The Colts, you know, kind of threw the white flag and like that was over, but it was a play that, you know, after the, you know, one Brock Purdy mistake all night, it was a play that was like, that's all right, we got this back, we're going to shut this down. Is the defense good enough to make maybe not a series of stops, but that one singular stop that you need in a big time game, be it against Chicago, Seattle, or a team once the postseason gets here?
Yeah, I texted our group chat in the middle of last night's game that it reminded me of the 2019 Saints game. And you remember that game, like every team was scoring nonstop until Nick Bosa made a stop on a third down. And that ultimately changed the tenor of the game. And it was kind of similar last night with C.J. West getting his first career sack. And, it, you know, it set up a third and long. The 49ers defense was finally able to get off the field. And then the 49ers started to get a little bit of momentum. To your point, like you just need one stop in some of those high scoring games. And with what the offenses look like around the NFC, that might be a differentiating factor in a playoff game against these teams like the Rams, potentially the Seahawks, Packers, Bears, whoever the 49ers are going to end up facing, Carolina. Carolina is in a different tier, obviously, offensively. I think the 49ers defense matches up better with them than any other team in the NFC. But in these games, it might only take one stop, one turnover, and that could ultimately be the difference. So if there's something going for the 49ers defense, it's that their offense is going to score a ton of points, and it might just be, all right, one stop would be enough to win a game.
Chris Biederman, Sacramento Bee, and the world-famous Candlestick Chronicles podcast, many are saying here on the...
You are coming in so hot. Just what? Like you are really fired up that Chris Biederman is here.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Me and Chris are just like, we're as cool as the other side of the pillow, and you're still fired up over that goddamn AI baby.
Yeah, dude. I got am. You. I'm pissed.
All right.
All right. Let me relax.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
What's up, bro?
We're just vibing.
Just
man.
Vibing. Talking. Just vibing.
That's
just
it. That's all we do. That's it. It's guys talking football. It's the working title of the show.
All right, Chris.
Then we realize it's Kings Country.
Talking.
So
guys talking Kings and football on ESPN 1320. That is Sacramento Sports Leader. What's the ceiling for the 49ers for you after last night? Or did it change at all last night, I guess I should say?
It didn't really change. Like, they can win the Super Bowl. I wouldn't bet on it, but they absolutely could. Like, we've seen them beat the Seahawks and the Rams on the road both times, like, this season, and those are probably the two best teams in the NFL right now.
Sure.
So they could absolutely win the Super Bowl. I wouldn't bet on it because I just don't think they have enough. They don't have the horses defensively. And I also think the NFL is just lacking super elite teams. Like, even look at the AFC, like the Broncos, as good as their defense is, still untested, particularly, you know, with Bo Nix offensively, and the same for the Patriots. Like, Drake May might be the MVP of the league, but still untested. And it's pretty rare to see young quarterbacks go through their first postseason and win Super Bowls. And so that's why, I mean, the Buffalo Bills are probably the betting favorites, I would assume, in the AFC, and they'll go in as the 5 seed most likely. Right. So, I think the 49ers, the ceiling is they're good enough to potentially win the Super Bowl if everything breaks right. In a normal year where you have more elite teams, where you have, you know, the Chiefs of 2019 or the Chiefs of 2021, like, I would say the 49ers don't have a shot at winning the Super Bowl. But if there's been a theme around the NFL this year, it's that there hasn't been that elite top tier juggernaut that's really established itself. So I think that gives the 49ers a puncher's chance in any situation. But again, I wouldn't bet on it, but I think the way the league is shaping up, I think the 49ers absolutely could make a run for sure.
Why isn't Matt Stafford the MVP?
I mean, I think he should be.
Like, I do too, but
because he had the audacity to be on the losing team in a week 16 game, which apparently just disqualifies you.
Those 40 touchdowns and 5 interceptions don't do anything for anyone.
Not when you lose in primetime in a division game.
Man.
And he was also phenomenal in that Thursday night loss to the Niners, which people might dock him for. That was, you know, a weird fourth down play call from Sean McVay. That was bad special teams by the Rams in that game. Mm-hmm. That had nothing to do with Matt Stafford. So, if I had a vote, Stafford would probably be my MVP, even despite those two primetime losses.
We do these things called Tuesday tiers here on this station.
I've heard about them.
Yeah, no, well, everybody has. And I concocted a way to rank the teams by tiers instead of trying to do normal power rankings. This is a thing I invented.
You did.
That you many people are now steering. Yeah,
that's
well,
good IP.
People are stealing it left and right. It's ridiculous. So you've heard of the tiers.
It's a shame.
It's just brutal. We haven't gotten to tier one in the NFC yet. Are the Rams still the favorite for you? Because I think they are for me.
They are for me. Like, I think on paper, and if you just look at pure body of work and don't factor in the history of Sam Darnold, I think the Seahawks would be number one. But I think you have to factor in the history of Sam Darnold. There's just too much evidence to say, you know, like, there's a meltdown coming, and it almost happened on Thursday in Seattle, but it just feels like the Sam Darnold meltdown is inevitable, and he's going to have to have a great game against the 49ers week 18 and not throw a few interceptions and not lose the Seahawks the game to really shake that. And Stafford's won a Super Bowl. Stafford has played at an elite level for a really, really long time. So, yeah, to me, the Rams and the Seahawks are the class of the NFC. I would put the 49ers right below them, I think. I go back and forth with how I feel about Philadelphia. They're just such a weird team to try to figure out, particularly offensively. Sure. I wouldn't hate the 49ers spot at all if they had to go to Philadelphia to win a playoff game, just given how dysfunctional their offense can be at times. But yeah, I think it's the if I were making tiers, which is just a phenomenal idea. You guys should get lawyers on that copyright.
Working on it.
Copywriting the whole thing.
Yeah.
I would put the Rams and Seahawks in the top two, and the Rams above the Seahawks, despite what happened on Thursday, just because I trust Matt Stafford a little bit more than Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. And then the 49ers would probably be third and the Eagles fourth.
And that concert.
Eagles are tier four team?
I don't
hate
that.
Fourth in the NFC.
I don't hate that.
Tier four is not a playoff
team. You didn't explain your tiers to him. You just said,
he said he's
got
familiar with
tiers.
Them.
Like, yeah, he was being polite.
I thought it was like Oprah.
I meant fourth in the NFC, not in the fourth tier.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Because tier four is non-playoff teams.
There was a little mix of Chris Biederman's patent-pending power rankings and Kyle Madsen's Tuesday tiers.
Right. Very, very different exercises.
Hashtag trademark.
Yes.
Yeah. Different things. But
way different.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Confluence of intellectualism.
That's what
all together at once here.
That's subscribe, rate, and review to Candlestick Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you can get weekly versions of this multiple times a week by hitting the subscribe button. So now that, you know, that game is behind us and it was, I thought the 49ers were tremendous last night. Also salute to Phillip Rivers. Like he did everything he could. Like I think the 49ers gave him a lot to work with. And they just banked on him not being able to get through four quarters. And in the end, they were ultimately right. Mm-hmm. They did a great job shutting down Jonathan Taylor. Now we're heading into this game where I think you have two high-level football teams, I don't even think you referenced a minute ago when you talked about the Seahawks, the Rams, the 49ers, the Eagles. Now you have the Chicago Bears coming up on Sunday. You've got Sunday night football. You've got a quarterback that people are asking questions about. You have a quarterback whose accuracy is in question, but you have a quarterback who is making big plays week after week after week after week. And then you've got this San Francisco 49ers team that you've kind of scratched your head at all year, like, well, they lost Fred Warner, they lost Nick Bosa, Brandon Ayuk never played for him, Brock Purdy's been in and out of the lineup, and yet here they are with a chance at the one seed. And this is as prime time of a prime time game as you could possibly have What do you think about this one coming up? And I think you may have given us a little hint on your thoughts about the Chicago Bears a second ago. So what do you think about them?
Admittedly, that was probably a brain fart on my part, not including the Bears. But I would say...
Good save.
Kind of similar. I would say the same logic kind of applies, I think. Caleb Williams, I just need to see him do it in a big spot. And going going against the Packers without their starting quarterback for a lot of that game is a little bit different. I want to see him in a playoff game, in a must-win scenario, on the road, do it before I give him the equity to say, yeah, I think Caleb Williams can lead a team that's going to go on a playoff run. I'm curious to see how the 49ers game plan for him, specifically, like, can you just force him to win from the pocket? Even without a great pass rush, can you prevent him from rolling right and making a lot of those plays outside of the structure that he's been really good at? I think his limitations are reading the field, going through progressions, and playing within the structure of the offense. I think he's really good at playing sort of backyard football. And I wonder, you know, if the 49ers can limit that by just staying in their pass rushing lanes, keep him in the pocket, kind of like the game plan they've had for Kyler Murray in the past. The Bears are they're a fun team. They're an interesting team. Their running game is pretty good. I kind of need to see it in a big spot before I trust it. And so given the 49ers history, and they still have a bunch of dudes who have been through the wars of deep playoff runs, I trust the 49ers a little bit more than the Bears, but who knows? Like another theme from the NFL this year is just, it's impossible to predict what's going to happen. So what I know about the Bears might not be true at all come Sunday night. We'll have to see.
Can't wait. Should be fun.
Chris Biederman, Sacramento, be with us. You want to talk, Kings for a few minutes here? There was a Chris Haynes reported that Malik Monk is available for trade. I know you must have been floored to find that out.
He's still rattled.
He says with the deepest level of sarcasm, and this isn't a knock at Chris. Shout out to my man Chris. Put his name on it, put it out there, put it in writing. Malik Monk is available. But it's kind of, Chris, the latest turn in what has been a really odd season for the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I would. So there was a Malik Monk scrum a couple weeks ago after a home game, and it was after a Kings loss. I forget which one. It might have been Memphis. But he basically, you know, it was a lot of the talk coming out of the post game stuff was like, well, the team's really together despite all the losing, and the locker room hasn't fractured, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things Malik said at the end of that scrum, which went under the radar, was like, yeah, we know we'll be together until the trade deadline. And then the subtext is obviously, Malik sounds like he's expecting a major shakeup to happen, or even himself be traded elsewhere. And it was him kind of saying the quiet part out loud. And I kind of followed up with him after the scrum and the other reporters left. And I was like, you expecting something to happen here? Like, is this because the players haven't really said anything like that. And he was just like, well, he kind of played it off like he's speaking in generalities. And, you know, that happens to every team around the trade deadline. Trades are made, whatever. But it was telling to me that my belief is that Malik Monk expects something to happen, whether it's him getting traded or other people getting traded. And none of that is surprising, right? Like it's been pretty clear, I think, for the better part of the last 2 months that the Kings are going to make some moves. And, you know, one thing we knew about Scott Perry coming into the season, I know Matt George has talked on your airwaves extensively about it, is kind of the 20 game mark. Like Scott Perry was saying that, you know, he's going to look at the first 20 games and then kind of operate from there in terms of what the long-term outlook of this team is going to be. And those first 20 games obviously were pretty dreadful, and the Kings need to make a lot of changes. Now, what's the market going to be for their players? I think that obviously remains to be seen. I can't imagine there's a robust market for really any of their top guys, but if they are going to trade players to get assets back, that'll help in the long run. A six-man like Malik Monk would certainly make sense. Keon Ellis would make sense given the way he's discussed around the league. So, yeah, I wasn't at all surprised to see Chris Haynes report that Malik Monk is available for a trade, particularly given Malik Monk has not been given much playing time recently.
It's kind of interesting on the Malik Monk playing time thing that he was the veteran who, when Doug Christie kind of publicly signaled, like, hey, this is about we're trying to win games, we're a professional team, but also we've got these young players to develop. And then immediately Malik Monk started getting DNPs or playing 4 minutes and 45 seconds in a game. Do you think that he's the only veteran that's going to happen to, or will we see that with DeMar DeRozan, with Zach LaVine, with maybe Dennis Schroeder here down the stretch?
I mean, it kind of already happened with Zach LaVine to a certain extent. Like, there was a game in San Antonio. I wrote about it afterwards. Like, LaVine was benched in the fourth quarter. He didn't play in the fourth quarter of that game, and it was a close game that, you know, De'Aaron Fox obviously helped the Spurs pull away late.
Mm-hmm.
And on that same road trip, you had DeMar DeRozan calling everything an expletive, like literally saying everything is an expletive after that 40-point blowout loss on the back end of the back-to-back in Memphis. And then it came out that there's a disconnect between the Kings and Doug Christie, which I'm not refuting, but it's like, it's, if you kind of been paying attention to what's happening, Zach LaVine saying he doesn't like being benched in the fourth quarter, DeMar DeRozan saying everything is an expletive, that to me is a pretty clear on the record signal that yes, there's a disconnect between some of the players and Doug Christie. So yeah, like could it absolutely happen? Sure. Like, and in a way, I think you can make the case that the silver lining to Domantas Sabonis's injury is that they're kind of avoiding this scenario happening with him, right? Because mm-hmm. If the Kings were playing the way they were playing and the number, you know, the metrics for Domantas Sabonis, the Kings were like minus 17 per 100 possessions with Domantas Sabonis on the floor. And I'm not blaming him for that, but whatever was happening with Domantas Sabonis and this mix of players wasn't working. And then you have Maxime Reynaud come up and play pretty well in his minutes that he's gotten since Sabonis has been hurt. You wonder if, all right, if Sabonis had been healthy, is there a scenario where you start to see his minutes decline just to give these young guys more burn? So, yeah, man, I'm open, or I wouldn't be surprised if any of that stuff happens with any other player at this point, given where the Kings are at, given, you know, I know the tanking word is not a popular vernacular. But I think the Kings are probably going to start prioritizing their young guys to even a further extent than they already have. And that probably comes at the detriment of some of the veterans.
Tanking is very popular conversation in Sacramento, not so much in the NBA. We'll talk about what Sham Sharania tweeted earlier. Big thanks to our man, Chris Biederman. We appreciate you, Chris. Have a great holiday season, man. Look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Appreciate
there
you
we
guys.
Go. Look at that.
Shout out to my twin, Kyle.
Come on. Let's
look
go.
At those guys right there. You guys didn't know that it's a brother podcast. It's like the Kelseys. It's
yeah.
just Biederman and Mattson.
Yeah.
It's very it's just 100%. Funny because like, it's only on the internet. When we're in person, I don't think we really look all that much
not
alike.
Even close. Chris is tall and in shape. I'm short.
Well, no, you
shape.
Guys don't look alike. It's just very funny that you both have backwards hats on, the glasses, similar beards. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Standard podcast.
Next year I'll
look,
be Kyle for exactly. Halloween. I'll get some chains.
There you go.
Fake Disney tattoos.
Disney yeah. tats. Yep, yep, yep. There
I'll
you
be
go.
Chris. I'll do yoga.
Burn.
Got him.
I'll
Got
see
him.
You guys.
Zach. Thanks, Chris. That's Chris. Our man, Chris Biederman, right there. Allow me to point out, too, is Biederman was kind of connecting the dots there with Zach LaVine being unhappy mm-hmm. about something and DeMar calling this, and this. You'll have to forgive me if I don't care what either one of them want from a head coach in Sacramento.
Yeah, they like, don't. Like, they're inconsequential to they, whatever's going on.
Yeah, like you guys, maybe not Zach LaVine, you guys collectively, the Sacramento Kings, Domantas Sabonis, I believe to a certain degree, DeMar DeRozan, Malik Monk, you guys pulled this card once before with Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You went over the general manager's head. You went to the owner. You ultimately got what you wanted. And again, you'll have to forgive me if I don't care what Domantas Sabonis wants. And as much as I love him, I don't care what Malik Monk wants either.
Mm-mm.
Your guys' impression of Doug Christie is of no consequence to Doug Christie's future.
Correct.
Scott Perry's is. Mm-hmm. Scott Perry's opinion on Doug Christie is what matters for the future. But what Zach LaVine thinks, what DeMar DeRozan thinks, what anyone wearing a Sacramento Kings uniform on December 23rd, 2025, your opinion on your head coach is inconsequential to me.
I think what the Clippers did with Chris Paul after reading Ramona Shelburne's reporting on it sucked. But I think if somebody in the locker room, in the Kings locker room, specifically one of those players that you just mentioned, wants to make something an issue, I think they should Chris Paul this thing.
Mm.
Like, just, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, this is, if this is going to be a problem, goodbye.
Yeah. I
know
a,
the difficulties.
It's yeah, the difficulties. I mean, Chris Paul was a minimum.
Sure, sure. Yeah, no doubt. No
contract.
Doubt.
You know, that's a stand. I've never agreed with, I guess if there's conduct detrimental, you know, to the team, then that's I guess I get it.
That's it.
I've never been a fan of just sending players home.
Yeah.
I remember when Houston did it to Carmelo. I thought that was super offensive.
No, I want to be clear. I mean, in the event that that Doug Christie says, hey, Zach, you're coming off the bench, and he starts making a scene about it.
Yeah, yeah, for
or
sure.
Or pick a veteran, Malik, DeMar.
What about arguing with the coach during a timeout, stomping
Sabonis
to the locker room, putting on your warm-ups, then coming back and sitting for the rest of the fourth quarter?
Totally fine. Good leadership. Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. The sad thing is, what do you mean? That's totally normal behavior. What are you talking about?
The fact
he hasn't finished either of the last two games. What's the problem?
If you missed it, Draymond Green and Steve Kerr last night got in an argument that was so heated that like Moses Moody is like standing in front of Draymond trying to like kind of keep them separated. And Draymond ejected himself from the game.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond for the first time said, two T's, you're gone.
Yep.
Left and then came back with his warm-ups on like Damian said. And then after the game, it was just like, oh yeah, no, it's a discussion. You know, we'll there won't be any kind of apology or anything. We'll just move on. Hey, this isn't, that's not healthy at all. That's just super not good.
So, the amazing part, one of the many, oh, Jesse, oh, yeah, okay, so here it is. Here, you know, in 4K is the argument.
We want sound
between
or no sound.
Them. Yeah, kill the sound because you can't actually hear what they're saying. All you can really see, you see
Steve.
Wouldn't
be able to play it if we could hear what they were saying.
Yeah, Steve is looking at Draymond, and they are screaming at each other. You can't really see Draymond too much in this clip. You can kind of see them leaning forward. And then Moses Moody gets up, and he's essentially trying to calm, hey, like, let's settle this down. Steve Kerr falls back. He's good. And then Moses Moody moves. Steve Kerr immediately starts yelling at Draymond again. Now, some context behind this particular moment is it was 71-66. The Warriors were losing when this moment happened. Draymond Green walks off the floor, goes back to the locker room, does not come back. This is in the third quarter. Does not come back in the third quarter at all.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back and sits on the bench for the fourth quarter. The Warriors wind up winning this game 120-97.
Mm.
Do with that what you will.
Should also be noted that Golden State, entering the week, had lost, let me just, they were two games under 500. They had lost three in a row. Draymond Green gets ejected against the Phoenix Suns, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Phoenix Suns. Draymond Green ejects himself on Monday against the Orlando Magic.
Yep.
And the Golden State Warriors, you guessed it, beat the Orlando Magic.
Mm. Weird.
Huh.
We'll come back. We've got to finish. We've got to get these NFC tiers. Also, the last two-minute report yesterday was absolutely insane. Five incorrect calls in the last two-minute report of the Rockets-Kings game, including the one everybody wanted to see. We'll talk about that. It's D'Lo. It's Kyle Madsen. It's ESPN 1320.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.